We're here in the Central Valley of California, where environmental regulations and immigration policies are making it very difficult for the hardworking folks here to get by.
In the 1930s, Dust Bowl farmers migrated to California's Central Valley in search of work. Today, the valley is one of the most productive agricultural regions in the United States.
You know, the Central Valley, the Valley of the San Joaquin, is one of the richest valleys in the world.
It's considered the breadbasket of America.
85% of the jobs here in Mendota is ag-related.
In Fresno County alone, the agriculture industry, it was a $5 billion industry just last year.
But the farming industry on the west side of the valley is in serious trouble today, in large part due to a fish called the Delta smelt.
The Delta smelt is definitely a little fish that seems to have caused a lot of commotion up in Sacramento.
The Delta smelt is a small fish that is protected by the Endangered Species Act. One of the issues is that there are pumps that pump the water down here, and those pumps also kill the Delta smelt, and so you've got competing interests between protecting the smelt and pumping the water down here.
For the past few years, environmentalists fighting to save the Delta smelt have been winning the political battle. As a result, much of the water that used to be pumped down to the west side of the San Joaquin Valley is now allowed to flow into the ocean.
Being out here on the west side, you know, farm work is like a dinosaur on the verge of extinction due to the lack of water and water resources.
About 70% of the normally farmed farmland out in the west side has been affected by the lack of water due to the Delta smelt. If you were to take a little tour out into the west side, once upon a time you used to see green, green, green farms all over out there with crops galore, whether it be row crops, tree fruit, vines, what have you. Now you go out to the west side, you see brown spots all over.
We sit in Western's Water District area, which, you know, which surrounds Mendota. It impacted us the most.
These small towns out here in the Central Valley, they've been hit hard. There are a lot of people that are unemployed, unfortunately, that are roaming the streets. People that had been a part of family-owned businesses for years.
Right now, presently, we have 40% unemployment, and which is not good.
It's affected a lot of the businesses. The stores have taken big hits because when they do the food giveaways, the people benefit, but the businesses suffer. So you can't win, you know.
Why do the feds worry about a fish than a person that's human, that contributes to society and, you know, and works out in the fields, contributes to the world, and yet the fish is more important? I've had people from Europe ask me the same thing, and they said, you know what, where we come from, we don't worry about a stupid little fish.
To the valley residents suffering through these difficult economic times, the solution is simple.
We have some of the most brilliant farming minds in the world, in my opinion, right out here in the Central Valley. So if we can reprioritize the American people, get some water coming back down these canals for these growers, for these generation-old farmers.
In addition to a government-created water shortage, the folks in the Central Valley must live with immigration laws that make little sense in a region that is heavily dependent on the labor of illegal immigrants.
We had a major problem roughly about 4 years ago. The feds all of a sudden say, hey, we're going to make an impact out there. We're going to do what we have to be doing. And it affected the community. It scared a lot of people. You know, if your name was on a list, they would take you. But at the same time, they were taking other people. And not only that, but taking people where the kids are still in school, which created a major, major social problem. All of a sudden, there's kids with no parents. I mean, it turned ugly.
You know, the immigration policy, you know, that's an issue there that it's been a broken issue for a long time.
The government knows exactly what's out here, okay? If it wasn't for the undocumented workers doing all this dirty work, you know, they all realize it. But the thing of it is, the farmers need it, the businesses need it.
In California, according to federal data, it's actually 98% of farm workers are immigrants, and there's lots of estimates in terms of what percentage of farm workers are illegal immigrants, but they range anywhere from around 50% to as high as 90%.
you know, my families were immigrants. I think my families immigrated here back in the 1920s before there was borders. There was no such thing as fences. And you know, everybody in this community and everybody that I know migrated from somewhere.
I'm one of four, and I'm the oldest. And at 9 years old, I started to work in the fields. My daddy cut a hole and he made it my size so I could weed and thin cotton. So we appreciate the person who's working out there in the field, because thanks to that person, we get our product cheaper.
They know it's a problem, but all they come out with is, oh, we got to protect the fence, we got to protect the borders. That's all they come out with, okay? And it's just a bunch of political BS, as far as I'm concerned.
Farmers in the Valley, and I imagine throughout the U.S., tend to be relatively conservative. So you have a lot of farmers who say, you know what, I'm, you know, a lifelong Republican, but on this issue of illegal immigration, I really feel like we can't take a just deport them all type stance.
There are a lot of people that have helped us build the Central Valley. A lot of people that have came from other places besides here in America. I would like to see, and I think that I probably would speak for most people, an immigration plan that would help immunize the people that are here so that they can be documented citizens, contribute to our economy in the right way, making sure that that's being done.
Despite their problems, the people we spoke to are optimistic about the future, which shouldn't be surprising. After all, the Central Valley has always attracted self-reliant immigrants willing to work hard to pursue their dreams.
I have three children who attend UC Davis. Two at the medical school and one at the regular school. I have the other two in Sacramento, and they're on vacation now, so they're out there in the vines. It's their motivation to continue the education.
One thing about the Central Valley, the people here in the Central Valley, we pull our bootstraps up when it's time.
You have to go and try to make a living for yourself, you know, just you.